Hey, howdy and happy day, and thanks for joining me, Brian Lovig, with, I don't know what, news and views, with attitude. Hey, this Vice President Harris, she's going to the center, so she says, and all the Democrat people are saying, she's moving over there to make everybody happy on both sides of the aisle. I don't think so. You can put lipstick on a pig, but guess what? Fight with a pig and you get muddy and lipstick every night, they take it off and it is the same gig. And when you start to change things that you say, just you can get elected, and politicians do it a lot, I get it, but you're a fake. It's not just fake news, it's fake people. It's a bad thing, and I just wish they wouldn't do that, but they all do, all of the time. And I shouldn't say all. Trump, look at him. What you see is what you get. There ain't nothing fake there. Bye-bye. Anyway, this Harris woman, she's solely responsible for the invasion of America. She really is. I mean, she was in charge of the border. And she says now, as does Biden, that they are the best. They've had more border control than anybody in history, any president in history. That's just wrong. She flooded the country with tens and tens of millions of potentially dangerous criminals and potential terrorists, as well as all of the others, even if they're nice people. Many say that, but they're nice people. It doesn't matter. They're illegals. There's something about that word. Don't you all get it? Illegal. Bah! You know, she refused to lift a finger when this fentanyl crisis has killed upwards to 300,000 Americans a year. A year. And she doesn't go after the supply chain. She keeps the borders open. Why does she do all that? Because she hopes that they will vote for her one day, for Democrats at least. And you need this operation called deportation. That's what's kind of needed, and come back in if you fill out the right forms and if in fact you're legal. She wants every illegal vote in the election to be hers. And she probably would if she made them legal, because they would say, thanks, lady, because, you know, you let us get into the country and you pay us and you feed us. You do all this nice stuff. Not nice. Now, let's swing over to, we could go to any state, but let's just talk about Massachusetts. You ever try to spell that or pronounce it? Anyway, what's going on there is there's upwards to 500,000 working age people that can't speak English. Okay? They're illegal immigrants and they want jobs. And when a American comes up and knocks on the door and says, I have my resume. I saw you had an ad in the paper. He says, look out there, dumb man. There's 400 people lined up. We think they want a job. We can't understand them. They don't speak English. What's up with that? Not good. Deportation, and then come back in if you can make your way into the country legally. Pretty simple stuff. How much more simpler can it get? Now, woman, jumping here, keeping up. I got lots of different topics. If I was to talk about everything that's a trouble to the sanity of a proper person, you know, I would need weeks and weeks here. But anyway, I'll just share a few minutes more here with you today. There's a boxer at the Olympics in women's boxing. And a woman boxer boxed with the opponent for, I think, seconds and said, I quit. I'm not doing this. Guess why? Her opponent was a man, born a man, looks like a man. I mean, biologically, figure it out. Men are, for the most part, bigger than women and stronger than women. That's just kind of the way it is. Look at the animal kingdom. It's kind of the same thing. We're all part of it. And somehow this guy, he identifies as a woman, and somehow or another, he's boxing with women. Wow. Hey, all you real women, what are you going to do about this? Maybe talk up. I mean, the Olympics, I haven't watched any of the Olympics, and nor will I. From the beginning, it was a bunch of perverts in action. I mean, good bloody grief. And then you got Biden, almost said Jiden. Oh, I'll get there. He's got 6 months left. 6 months, and he talks worse than me. He gets really mixed up. I mean, look at, go way back, a month ago now, or maybe longer, to the debate. He says, I got distracted because Donald Trump's shouting. You know, distracted me. There was no such thing. There was no shouting. You got to shout at this man. But he's got 6 more months to lie like he lies. 6 months. As a sitting president, shouldn't have said sit. Well, I guess he's got to sit, because otherwise he'll stumble and fall. This is not good. And he's in charge of the button. Who's really in charge of the button? I don't think it's him. Now, you've got a oversight committee that says this. Hey, this declining mental state of the president for 6 more months, we've discovered that his doctor is involved in the Biden family business dealings. This is a family that maybe has stolen, effectively, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know, stolen might not be the right word. They've creatively gotten it. I'm trying to be nice here, because they got millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, what's the net worth of Biden himself? Joe Biden is big. What has he earned during his 52 or 53 years as a public servant? He's probably averaged maybe 100 grand a year, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, I think. Ah, oh, kind of, what do you see? I see a grain auger, you know, with a dog sleeping in it. It's a crooked thing, don't you know, jumping around. Now, I have a email here from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. I want to share a little bit of it with you from Carson. He says, Trudeau, the prime mistake of Canada, he's looking now to get involved in the equity in your home, home equity tax. Well, of course he is. I mean, that's all they do every day. The Liberals, they don't sit during the day and say, how can we help the citizens, because we work for them. They sit and say, how can we tax the citizens some more? That's what they do. And the home equity, if we can tax that, we can get billions more that we can give to other countries and waste and do all the things that little pinkos like us do. And so anyway, back to the Canadian Taxpayer Federation. He's saying, would you please sign this petition and prevent them from doing this? They're still saying they're not going to do it, but they have a committee now and they're doing studies, and we think they're going to do it. Well, firstly, sign a petition for what reason? They haven't said they're going to do it. Secondly, pardon my criticism, but secondly, I don't sign petitions anymore because nobody cares. It doesn't matter. You're in a socialist country, Canada. It's beyond that. I mean, it's a screwed up mess. Who's going to read it? Nobody. Their decisions are not made or changed based on what the citizens of the country want. Ever. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. If it did, I would sign. It doesn't. If someone could convince me otherwise, well, firstly, I'd bark like a fox if that's even possible, but I don't think it is. But here's hoping that better things are ahead, that there can be an honest election when one is up in Canada, and that the right people can get in and do the right thing. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.